Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, August the 6th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn up a penny, 5.54, September wheat up a nickel, 7.17 and three quarters, and November beans up a nickel at 13.33 and a half. We did sell 131,000 metric tons of beans overnight to China, so that should be a little bit helpful and out here. We do have a lot of rain coming in the Midwest in the next week, it looks like. If these rains hold up, it's really going to be hard to tout a bull case out here. Informa came out, though, at 176.5 on the corn, just 4/10 under the StoneX number. But they came in at 51.5 on the beans. That's a bushel and a half above. That makes a huge difference if we get it. Palm oil was down overnight. A little bit of concern about production of palm oil in Malaysia with the COVID affecting some of the workers out there, so some of the plants are slowing down. So bean oil or palm oil was up just a little bit, dragging the bean oil up with it. Bean oil was up 43 ticks overnight. Interesting, today we've got the metals down sharply. Silver's down 75 cents an ounce, gold's down 33 bucks an ounce. Bitcoin's about steady. The dollar's up 35 ticks. I'm not sure what's moving those markets around. The Dow looks poised to make new contract highs here today. So I don't know if that'll have much impact on the grains, maybe more on the meats than the grains. But overall, if we do get these rains in the next week, Iowa last night had some good rains. Minnesota had some rains. We're going to get some pretty good storms here around Chicago in the Midwest. So, and there looks like more rains next week, Tuesday, depending on where you are. If these rains come and we don't see a lot of heat out here, this is really pretty good weather for the beans. And I just don't see a bull story out here. You know, the China bought 300,000, or I think it was China yesterday, bought 300,000 metric tons of beans. They buy another 131 here today. Demand is picking up a little bit, but these aren't, you know, 1.5 million, 2 million metric ton purchases. These are just kind of small purchases. So between now and the report next Thursday, if we get a lot of rains, I think they could put this market in some trouble. We keep closing. We had the third close in a row under the 100-day moving average in the beans. If we do it again tonight, if we take out 1320, that would be a pretty bearish signal. We got down to 23 and a quarter last night. If we close under 20, I think that's a really tough noggin for the beans to crack, and that would, in my opinion, open up the door for lower prices. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.